up. Star 102.5.
Back to more fun with Ken, Colleen, and Kurt.
So the family road trip.
Yes.
This is what you might hear more often than you like.
Are we there yet?
No.
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 Apparently.
Are we there yet?
No.
Are we there yet?
No.
About 16 times.
16 times.
About 16 times is the average.
And that seems for many of us to be the breaking point where we just can't handle it.
Yeah. Well, I was saying my breaking point is traffic. I can tolerate a lot happening in the car and a lot of those questions. But once we hit traffic, I'm losing my mind.
Yeah.
My patience is up.
Which shocks me, because I feel like you've lost your patience well before traffic.
The technology piece just does drive me a little crazy. I think it's a little inconsiderate of the kids to be asking me to fix their problems while I'm trying to drive. Like, mom's job, primary job here is to keep us on the road.
And understood.
You should, you know, appreciate that. And if your technology is falling apart on you, then stare out the window like the rest of us did. Or let's play the license plate game like I have suggested 30 times.
Yeah, you're going to lose that to a screen.
Or iSpy. I always want to play iSpy.
I'm sure there's an app where they can play the license plate game.
I know.
It'd be much more fun.
I know.
So 280-1025, what is your breaking point on the family road trip?
My breaking point is when we're already where we're going, but the driver, whoever it might be, does not listen to directions to get to a specific location.
Oh, yes. I'm one of those. If I get within about 3 minutes of my destination, for whatever reason, I instinctively turn off the GPS.
I know, because you think you're there.
I just got to take a left and then a right, and then I miss it, and then I don't want to admit my error.
Yeah. You know, you're right.
And then you're 45 minutes out of the way, and oh my gosh, I could have been there by now, and now I got five screaming kids in the car.
Correct.
That is absolutely true.
Yep, that's a good one.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah, you guys have a good day.
You too. Ken, Colleen, and Kurt, good morning.
Good morning. The one that irritates me is when you do the major stop for food, drinks, potty breaks, and all that, and 10 minutes back on the road, the kid's got to go to the bathroom again.
Yes, of course. Mm-hmm. No, that's also lose your mind time.
Right. Yes, because now you got to find a place.
Yep.
That's when you break out the bucket.
Yes, the cup they just purchased. So yes, that's happened.
Right.
Thanks for calling.
It's no longer
Thank
Mountain
you.
Dew. Ken, Colleen, and Kurt, good morning.
Yes, I was calling about what you're discussing.
Yes, and so what's your breaking point on the road trips?
When the kids start arguing about one of them has crossed over the line in the back seat.
Oh, yes.
They're invading each other's space.
Uh-huh.
Now, not like you can stop and kick them out of the car.
No, you can't. No, you can't. That's frowned upon.
You could settle it by lowering the armrest, and then the armrest just becomes the battle.
The divider.
And then you go,
oh,
my
never
goodness,
thought about that.
Why don't you grow up? And then we get on a plane and we fight over the armrest.
So it never ends.
It never ends. We just want to rest our arms on things.
Thanks for calling.
Relying on lots and lots and lots of caffeine.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt.
Star 102.5.